And it is the co-chair, but it's John Gibbons hosting this week. And we're going to look at all the Premier League action from the weekend. And best place to start feels like with the biggest winners, Leicester City won 5-1 at the weekend. Might have only been Watford, Peter. I know Watford are sort of struggling. Obviously, they're going down and look a bit despondent. But they still need a beating. They got a 0-0 against Everton in the week. But you guys had no such problems scoring against them. In fact, five times away from home can't be bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. You play two relegated sides and you expect to win both games. Norwich game, obviously, before that. And you put a combined 8 goals past with only conceding 1 from, guess what, a corner. So it was, end of the day, you beat the team that you expected to beat. But in a style which I think is very pleasing for Leicester fans, Vardy back scoring goals. He's now record in the Premier League. It's fantastic. Incredible. And then you look at the way the goals went in, and I know they're playing against a team who are very open and were looking to kind of get forward and put on maybe a bit of a show and make it a bit of an end-to-end game. And ultimately, they got pulled apart by some good passing midfield, like some Yuri Tillemans, etc., and especially James Maddison. But then when you've got a player up front with the movement of Vardy, and even though in his advancing years, his speed eventually will and his sharpness will eventually kind of slow down. But movement-wise, his intelligence of movement, I still think, in terms of the Premier League, there's probably not a more intelligent mover of a centre-forward. Finding space, creating space, and then attacking that space. That's how he scored his goals in the last 3-4 years, rather than just the electric pace over the top that we saw in especially 2016.
Yeah, no, it's a really good point, how he's adapted as a footballer, and how, you know, that needs to happen, you know, as age and I guess injuries sort of catch up as well. He's on 14 now for the season, which is a bad considering he's missed chunks of the season with those injuries. I saw a stat as well, said he scored 26 goals against promoted teams since the start of 2014-15, which shows he's a bit of a bully, if you like, which is what you need. You know, these teams need put into the sword, and no one better than Vardy, it seems.
He's just an amazing footballer overall, and he does pose a really difficult question for Leicester, because eventually it's going to be who's going to wear the number 9 shirt away from Jamie Vardy.